home is brand new. It's currently happening. It's an American journey, and it has to do with Jewish history and the 350 years of Jewish life in America. I'm going to click at the top where it says webcast. And this is the actual webcast. Any of these you can click on, and you, any of you are able to do this while I'm talking. Different topics on Zora, literature to life, music and stories from Scandinavia, Leonardo's workshop, the invention, art, and science of Leonardo da Vinci, Celtic roots, stories, songs, and traditions from across the sea, hidden Washington, the alley communities of the nation's capital. So these are all webcasts that you're able to go into and choose to share it with your family. I'm going to open up the music and stories from Scandinavia. Why don't you pick one yourself? Let me know what you think, Breen. Since I'm clicking on it, you will see this yourself. You can see that these are live performances. I'm going to move it forward. Oh. Judy just reminded me that some of you can't see Real Media. There's also a view as well as the as well as hear it. Gail is saying, Mary, any chance the LLC will go more to Windows Media rather than Real? I'm not sure. Judy might be able to answer that. I'm going to shut this down and let you all pick one yourself, since I picked one that you may not be able to play. Just a brief time, I'm going to let you look.
Gail, the library owns a Real Media server. But I also know that Windows Media Player can play Real Media files. So you may just want to look at what your own software will do. And maybe it's the attributions assignments that you make on your own machine.
Thanks for that information. I'll check that out here then.
It's clear because Real Media is streaming media. It doesn't require as much bandwidth as MPEG does. And it also could be that, yes, we do have our own Real Media server here, so it's a clear stream straight from the library. If it's still going on your machine, on the upper right-hand side, you see an X. You can click that. That'll close that window.
Patty has joined the session. Patty, could you let us know where you're from? We only have a couple more sites to look at. Our programs are usually 1 hour. So. You're coming in on the tail end, but we welcome you. Yes, the person that we mentioned earlier, Diane Kresh, she's in that Washington Revels chorus. So we hear about it a lot. And at Christmas time, they do a program every year that many people have seen.
There's a, for those of you who are asking questions about the technology, there is a page on the library's website, especially under American Memory, that tells you all about the file formats that we have online and how to play them and what kinds of software will work with them. And when Mary is finished with showing you what she needs to show you, I'd be happy to take you there so you can see it.
Okay, are people ready to move on a little? I'm going to go back. And I'm going to show you one of my colleagues' collection guides that he produced on poetry under collection guides here on the right-hand column under virtual programs and services. We have bibliographies and webliographies that the digital reference team staff have developed, and we only have like 4 or 5 at this point, but I'm going to go there. We have African American sites in the digital collections, Brown versus Board of Education, congressional information on the Library of Congress website, Guide to Poetry and Literature streaming video, we'll go back there in a moment, primary documents in American history, a guide to World War II materials, and last, researching the wreck of RMS Titanic. So I'm going to take you to the Guide to Poetry and Literature streaming video. This was developed by Peter Armente. And what he's done is he's broken it up. On the right-hand side, you can see there's a column that has sections and topics. And he has the Library of Congress sites. And then he has sites from outside of the library also. He has an index to the individual poets, novelists, and writers. And he also has some offline reading, like some bibliographies. As you can see, here's one on favorite poems. So I'm going to go to, since we're pretty much dealing with Library of Congress material, I'm going to look at the Library of Congress sites. And you can see that we have the Center for the Book-sponsored Cybercast. So I'm going to click on that. These are cybercasts that are sponsored by the Center for the Book. And I guess it could be kind of considered like C-SPAN book notes. They're authors discussing their books. So we have one here. Our author and journalist Larry Tai is discussing his book Rising from the Rails. Paul Krugman discusses his recent book The Great Unraveling. Daniel Borstein, who was a Librarian of Congress some time ago. He died recently, and his memorial service is on this website. Here's mystery writer Carolyn Hart speaks at the Library of Congress. I'm going to let you pick which one you'd like. Pick one of these, and so you get an idea of what it's like. And what usually happens is the Center for the Book director comes on and introduces the speaker initially, so you can always move the recording forward.
Is this also done in real, Mary?
Yeah, this is in real media. We found that for these long programs that we've had through the book festival, that's the only file format that works. So in one way, I'm sorry, it's not in other formats, but with the length of these, that's the only format that made sense.
What have people chosen to look at? Give me some ideas.
Mary, could you maybe just show a short one for those of us who can't get into Reel, just to see what it looks like?
Sure. Good idea. Let's see. I think I was going to do the mystery writer, Carolyn Hart. She spoke in April of 2004, which is not that long ago.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Williams, and I'm Program Officer in the Center for the Book. And we are delighted to be co-sponsors with this event.
Can you hear it okay?
In the wonderful hustle bustle behind the scenes world of the National Book Festival.
I'm going to move it forward just a little bit so you can see the author. That's not the author. That's a staff member here at the library.
We know our time is almost up, so if you have any questions while Mary is moving her cursor around, please do let us know.
Did that give you an idea, Gail?
Yes, I just think this is an incredible resource for classroom teachers, too.
Yes, it is. We also have one more thing I'm going to show you. The National Book Festival. Many of you have probably heard of it. You can look also on this page that Peter put together. There's also Poet Vision video series, Library of Congress Poetry Cybercast. but we do have the National Book Festival. And what we have here is webcasts of award-winning and nationally known authors for all different areas, for children, for adults, mysteries, all different types of genres. So I'm going to click on this, and then I'm going to let you choose an author that you'd like to listen to. And again, somebody does introduce them, I believe. Sorry, you guys. Cybercast on the left. I'm going to click on Cybercast, and then you'll be able to get to the list of the authors. These are the authors that were here this past October. And you have the ability in the top left-hand corner to go to the 2003, 2002, and the 2001 Cybercast of the authors that were here at the Library of Congress during the National Book Festival. So this is the 2004 list. And I'll go ahead and pick one so you can, those of you that don't have the real media ability can see what it's like. And I'm going to pick Sonia Manzano. She's a children's author, and she's one that I went and listened to when I went to the festival in October. I'm going to move it forward a little bit. So this gives you an idea of what the authors in the National Book Festival webcast are like. And it's after 3, and so we're going to end this program. We'd like to have any feedback from any of you, and you can send it to Judy or I, or give it to us right now. And Judy wants to address you a little bit more. So thanks for being with us, and we really enjoyed having you.
You might want to hit, Mary, you might want to kill real one. What I want, the URL that is in the text box is the URL that links you to where you can find information on the movie viewers that you need to see Real Media and the other formats. So take a look at that URL and have fun. Enjoy your holidays. Bye.